Best friends, I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing Conclave by Penelope Douglas. It is a novella from the Devil's Night series.
Exactly 100 pages.
It's a short one, but a lot happened, but also not a lot. Let's read the back of the book and then we'll talk some more about it. Damon, Will is gone. He hasn't been seen in months, and the texts coming from his phone are almost certainly forged. Something's wrong. We need to act now. Michael is ready to tear down the cove. Rika's hiding something. Evans Christ is a threat, and Winter's father is still out there. Everyone is off in a million directions, and we're vulnerable. It's time to do this. It's time to claim our place. Rika. A few years ago, I never thought I'd be here. On board Pytham, miles out at sea, at a table with Michael Christ, Kai Mori, and Damon Torrance, men I now consider family. We've locked ourselves on this yacht for however long it takes to address our agenda, and we won't leave until everything is on the table. Even things I don't want to talk about, things Michael doesn't know. We will find Will. We will solidify our plans, and we will remove any threats if we survive Conclave.
Slay, queen.
That was so
It
dramatic.
was so dramatic. It was
For
not that
what?
serious.
No, it wasn't. I know they felt like it was that serious, but it wasn't.
Like, reading it, I was so embarrassed.
It was embarrassing. What would you rate this book?
Like a 7.55, I
Yeah,
think, out of 10.
it's
It
fine.
wasn't like bad. It just wasn't good.
It was
But
just silly.
also, it's a short one for your Goodreads agendas. So,
Yeah, and we're all about meeting our reading goals here on
and
the podcast.
I'm striving to hit that goal, okay? So,
Same.
I'm just gonna read it. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. No, I agree. I rated it like a 6.7 out of 10. Like it was fine, but it was just kind of silly and mostly filler.
It could have been an epilogue as well.
Yeah,
We didn't need to do
because
all this.
there was a lot we could have done without, and we'll talk about it, but we'll start kind of with the characters.
So we kind of paired them up into couples because that's kind of how this shook out.
Yeah.
Like it was couple against couple. So we'll start with the main problem, which is Rika and Michael,
They are the main
because
problem.
we just can't seem to escape their fucking drama.
An observation I also made that I thought was funny is Rika is literally always checking people out.
Yeah,
Like
she's
she's
observant.
kind of a hoe.
I know when she like woke Alex up and like had her like face like on her face, I was like, are they about to like kiss
I
right
know. Like literally every time she's looking at people, it has like sexual
now?
undertones.
Michael
It's
does
weird.
that too, though.
Yeah, and
Michael,
they're both little voyeurs and exhibitionists.
yeah, like I think they just like watching people.
They're kind of
They're
freaky.
little freaks.
So Rika's like secret that she's keeping from Michael, and I understand this is a big deal, but she struggles with infertility. However, where she kind of lost me is like one, keeping that from your man for this long, because she's known for a long time
Like
that this
three
is the
year, or
case.
no, like over a year.
Yeah, like at least over a year. She's known. And keeping that from him is like inappropriate, in my opinion. But what's even more inappropriate, and because I can understand why she's afraid to bring that up to him. Like,
Sure.
we'll defend that.
Like, how
That's
would he
fine.
react? Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. But what's not cool is how she trapped everyone on this yacht together. Took everyone out at sea so that she could have other people there while she and no escape
No
while
escape.
she brought it up to him. That's fucked up.
And it's like, I think she did that because she wanted people to feel sorry for her.
Yeah, she was like, I'm gonna need some people in my corner
Well,
because Michael's gonna point out that it's fucked up I didn't tell him.
he even said that too, because he's like walking around here with like a fucking like entourage. Like, what is that about? Like, we're supposed to be a team and like you've got
Yeah.
people like backing you up right now.
And he's like, and you tell these people things, but you don't tell me, your fiance.
He's
And
like,
I know that, like, that's not how she meant for it to go necessarily, but you have to admit that what she did was ganging up on him.
Well, and it was also so selfish too, because like on top of her reasoning, she wasn't sure how he's gonna react. She was like, I didn't want to tell you because if you do leave me, like I just wanted to like drag this relationship out for as long as I physically could. And
Yeah.
it's like, well, that's not in it.
Oh, that's
No, that's not good either, is
not.
it?
And then Michael was hurting, I understand, but he threw
Fucking dick.
some oh, he threw some punches because he thought he observed like Kai comforting Rika, and he thought for a second that they were like going behind his back. And so he was really hurting in that moment. But when he said, "I gave you too much power," to Rika,
I was
that
like,
shit hurted.
oh my God.
And that was as bad as when Winter told Damon, like, "You shouldn't have killed your mom because she's the only one who would ever love you." And I was
Yeah,
like,
those again, some just heavy hitters. I know, because he was like, yeah, I should have just kept you dumb and docile. And I was like, fuck, like,
oh.
I don't know about that, but
And at
yeah.
one point during the book, she was like, "I'm not your pet, Michael." And then he kind of threw that at her and was like, "I should have like kept you as my pet." It was rough.
I mean, sometimes people just say things they don't mean, in the heat of the moment. And I don't think he truly meant that, because he does love and respect Rika, and like they match each other's freak. But
And nobody else is gonna match their
and
freak.
no one else wants that.
Yeah, I can. I am telling you
Truly.
right now, nobody else is going to
I
match your
also thought
freak.
it was so fucking funny how like Kai's in there like comforting Rika, because obviously she's very upset, and he comes out and he's saying all this shit, and Banks is like, actually, yeah, like what the fuck is that? And it's like,
Yeah.
okay,
Thanks, sit
how
down.
about you shut up, okay,
Take a seat,
like
girl.
no one was talking to you.
No one is talking to you. No one should be present for this discussion except for Rika and Michael, but you really don't need to weigh
Sit down.
in.
Yeah, no, that whole thing, I was like, okay, let's grow up. We've all known each other, a long time at this point, like.
I really just like I hated that it was even written, I guess. I don't know, because then that implies that the whole reason Rika was being so secretive, like throughout the second and third books, is because she can't have children and didn't want to tell Michael. And I'm like, seriously?
Maybe you shouldn't be a parent. Actually, it sounds like maybe you shouldn't.
Yeah. Because,
Yeah.
well, that's another thing too, is like there are other ways to be a parent. And I felt like it was almost kind of dismissed from
Because
Rika's point of view.
Kai even said that. He's like, you can adopt. And she's like, no, if I can't give Michael his own like blood heir. And I'm like,
And I
ew.
know, like it was kind of fucked up, and I guess people probably deal with that grief in their own way, and I could see that being someone's like initial reaction just because
Yeah.
they're like grieving. But
But also.
I thought it was pretty fucked up because she's been like she's known about this for a long time at this point. So like those feelings should have passed. Like those initial like gut reactions, like high emotion responses should be muted at this point. So it's like, oh no, I think she actually just feels that way.
Yeah.
And
Like, it's not new news to you.
I
Like,
kind of think that makes you like a little bit uninformed if that's like your genuine stance is like
right.
you think that's not a real family. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Yeah, it just came off a little tone deaf.
Did. But then Rika is kind of a tone-deaf character.
It's true. Yeah, she knows not what she does, and she doesn't think it's wrong. It's the
She's,
entitlement.
yeah, she's been like that. So it's
It's
kind of
just
like
the
it is
entitlement.
on brand for her. Anyway, I
I
don't
don't
like
know.
her that much.
The way this story started off was hilarious to me. How Damon's like, I'm gonna beat this bitch's ass for not answering the goddamn phone. And it's because Winter was actually just throwing a fit because he got her pregnant again on birth control. And the part
Wild.
that's funny to me is how in Kill Switch, she's like, I'm never fucking having your kids. And then, like, they're gonna have a million kids.
And they're all gonna be Irish twins, every single one
Yeah.
of them.
Because he just can't stay off of her.
You know, she
And I get
who
it.
can blame a man? He loves his
But
wife.
I truly did enjoy the beginning of the book. I thought that was very funny.
Yes, I did too. And it also just kind of like shows that they match each other's freak as well.
What I did think was also funny. So they were worried this whole time because Damon didn't have a job, and he's like, "How am I going to get all this money?" And it's like, "No, you guys are filthy rich. So let's calm down. Like,
Yeah.
your poor is my rich. I'm sure." But anyway, so now he's a business babe, and he's
Yeah.
building tree houses as a living, which is awesome.
And Rika is like hiding the fact that he's entitled to money as well.
And I'm like, okay, well, they were literally just talking about like how are they gonna fucking afford these children that they keep having, and
Rika's kind of a
he's
bitch.
withholding. Now, I did feel bad for how he reacted to Christian, because she seems like a nice lady.
She's a victim. And he kind of forgets because he feels betrayed by her. He kind of forgets, like, no, she didn't really have a choice. Like,
He raped her.
yeah, that's exhibit A. But also, not only that, but what was she gonna do? Like, he is terrifying. Damon knows how terrifying Gabriel is.
Like she's seen how he treats women. Like,
Yeah, like, what is she gonna do? Be like, I'm gonna take you to court. She would have gotten murdered.
yeah, like she wouldn't have made it to court. I don't know. Like the whole thing with like Erica's mom and dad, because like she's like what, 17, 18 when he
Yeah. She's
bought his
definitely a
mail order
teenager.
bride,
Yeah.
and like I don't know how old her dad was, so like that in itself was like a little sus, but it seemed like they kind of loved each other for the most part, so
Yeah, I think so.
that's fine. But like she was a child when she had Damon, and it's like that's a lot to go through by yourself, and your husband was like ready to fully support you, and you could have had a very loving and nice family, and like blame your dad. Okay,
Yeah, I
don't blame
know.
her.
He really needs to take a step back and like see it that way. But I hope that he does because I do genuinely think like she cares for him so much, but just was never able to. And I also think like that baby is everything to her, like her
Yeah.
grandbaby.
This is her chance to like show him like how much he can love.
Yeah.
It's sad. It made me very upset, but
Me too. But I also do think
I
that
get it.
like they shouldn't have like gone behind his back
No.
whenever they
He
knew that he
feels
was
betrayed.
uncomfortable with that. Yeah. So there it's like a double-edged sword. One great thing about Damon's life now is not only does he get to be an overly controlling and creepy kind of older brother to one half sister, but two.
He has two now.
He has two.
Hot dog.
So love that for him. Kai and Banks again are just kind of like there in this one. And Kai, I guess he served a little bit of a purpose to like get Michael angry about the situation with Rika because there still is like an undertone there of like jealousy. I don't really know what else to say about him
I
though.
don't know. Again, pretty useless
Yeah.
is what it is. Misha and Ryan, I mean, I again love Misha. Like,
Same. I think that Misha's beef with Damon is so funny. Like when Damon calls him baby soft.
and again, I feel like there's just so many like Easter eggs and like inside jokes that I'm missing out on because I haven't read Punk 57.
Yeah.
And like I feel like they'll dive deeper into why they have beef like that, maybe
Yeah, I
because
have to read it.
it seems outrageous. Like
Oh, he's so funny though. I love Misha.
me too. I'm excited to read more about him. And then of course Alex.
You know what really upset me is at the beginning, whenever she is like being so real with Rika and she was like, I need Will back. And she was like crying. I couldn't handle it.
It
I
made
couldn't
me so
handle it.
sad.
She
Will
deserves
is
the
everything
world.
to her.
I
Like,
know.
and even like when they're handing out their weird little cult necklaces to everybody,
I hated that.
hey, what's why? But she's like, no, I want Will to put it on me. And I'm like,
Yeah, everyone's forgetting about Will right now.
like, leave her alone.
She is also so funny though, because I love how she's just like when she's bored, she's gonna seduce people. Like she just seduced the crew of the
She's like,
yacht.
let me just take some pictures of you guys. Like,
Wait, what's that audio that's like,
I'm
relax, I'm
just
just gonna
gonna.
take some pictures.
Oh, it's from Dahmer.
Fuck, that's so creepy. My bad, I made it
It's
weird.
fine. It's fine. But no, it was so funny because she's like, oh yeah, this is dope. What, first of all, what are you gonna do with those? She has a scrapbook somewhere.
She might be selling them on her OnlyFans, you
I
know?
just need to, is Lev hot?
I don't know.
I can't. I don't know. I keep picturing this giant bald like bodyguard.
I keep thinking like in his like mid-50s.
No, he's like a younger dude. Like he's like in
Oh.
his like 20s.
Oh, I don't know. I hated that part because, again,
Weirdo.
as much as it was like this, like heart to heart was already off to a sour start because of the way Rika approached it, like it could not have been weirder because it took like a weird, like sexual turn. And I was like, what is actually going on right now? I actually really did not like that.
Why was Lev there?
Because they were like, Michael and Rika were like watching, and then they both like got like freaky about it, and
Because
then they were
they're into
like,
that.
we're going to now put on a show,
While we
and
talk through our problems.
while we
Yeah.
have a very serious conversation, I did not
But
like
then,
it.
he was just there. Like, she's like, and then I could feel Lev's br like breathing on my face. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Like,
Like,
he's
the
literally
fuck?
just sitting there.
Just sitting there, and he was like, yeah, just make sure she doesn't like fall over. And like,
And Lev's like, aye, Captain.
you didn't need to be there for that.
No, it was literally just part of their like kink of like watching and being watched. It was like, but again, like against a very serious conversation.
Like, I'm glad you guys worked it out in the way that you felt was healthy. Like,
It was not healthy.
anyway.
In general, like this had some plot points to set up Will's book, but I really just could have done without 70% of it. And
Yeah.
then there was like a little scene after the novella of Damon and Winter giving birth to their first child, and I hated everything about it. Like, he almost
Yeah.
missed it, first of all, because he didn't have his phone. He almost missed the birth of his son. And then he asked the doctor, like, when can I get her pregnant again? And I was
And
like,
he's like, I'm gonna call the police.
yeah, the
Like,
doctor was like, let her heal. Like,
I was like,
sir.
you fucking freak. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, like that was so, I just hated it. Because also, Damon wouldn't, he would never hurt Winter. And so I was just
No.
like, he wouldn't actually be thinking that. That wouldn't be his thought
No,
process.
and I think maybe he was just doing it to like freak out the doctor, maybe because he knew like it would make him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But like,
But like,
you didn't need to say all that.
be in the moment. Like, your child was just born. You don't need to
Ex
be.
describe your newborn baby to your blind wife instead of like asking when you can jump her bones again. Like, jeez.
He did describe.
I know he did.
Yeah, he did. He did at least do that.
Afterwards.
Afterwards. Yeah,
But
I
yeah,
don't
no, he's
know.
like, yeah, we
That.
gotta have a million kids so that we can stay like fresh and kinky, like after they've graduated. Like, oh, okay.
I didn't like that because, again, yes, I understand like Damon's character. He is like doing those things like earlier in the series. Like, he is being like really crude and like shocking people. But he was doing that like as a defense mechanism. So he wouldn't be doing that with Winter at this point in their marriage, or not their marriage, in their relationship. And yes, like, of course, he would joke with her and mess with her
Yeah.
and stuff. But like, in a real, like, genuine intimate moment with Winter, I don't believe he would be behaving that way.
No, I don't either.
So I thought it was just kind of out of character for him at this point in the series. Like, yes, he absolutely would have done that in previous books, but
Sure.
like, not now.
I
You know what I
don't
mean?
know. Yeah, I didn't like it.
I
I
don't know.
mean, this book was only 100 pages, so I didn't have too many thoughts or concerns about it. It was just overall like meh.
Same. Yeah.
I do want to ask you this question though, because I already know what happens in the
Yeah.
next book, but what do you think is going on with Will?
So, to be honest, like, I have no clue. But the evidence is like, he's not really staying in contact with like the people he cares about, which is weird for him. And it's been like a long time. So, I kind of feel like he's almost like found in his mind, like, found a purpose doing something else. And I don't think that he has the intention of abandoning his friends forever. I just think, like, circumstantially, he's had to kind of like put aside like contacting them for now. I kind of feel like maybe he's like in some kind of like criminal organization or something. Or maybe like,
Because they talk about Black Church, and I don't know if you remember like reading that part where like basically they send you there to like fend for yourself. Like it's like
I do kind of remember that. I must have skimmed that a little bit. But like, do they think he's like stuck there?
So, like, the way they're explaining Black Church, like in Conclave, nobody knows the actual location of this place. And they, like, powerful people send their sons there when they aren't, like, behaving.
Yeah.
And so they
Like
were
the troubled
worried.
teen industry.
Yeah, but for like grown men. And
Oh.
in hopes that they learn, I guess, to fend for themselves, because like they're given like medical supplies, they're given food, but like other than that, they like govern themselves. And
Yeah.
so they were worried about him because they were like, Will is not like a dominant person. Like he's basically gonna have to fall in line with somebody else.
Right.
And that's kind of where they left it, was that he's at this mysterious location called Black Church. But we don't know anything else about
Part of
it.
me wants to think that like he's not stuck there though. Like I don't think he would actually
Yeah.
get stuck there. But he is like a little bit dumb, a little bit at least. He's probably smarter than he lets on. But yeah,
Maybe.
he's kind of a follower.
Just follower. So yeah, so that's where it ends. And next book obviously is going to be following Will and his trials and his tribulations and this mysterious woman
Yeah.
that they keep referring back to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good.
And that one is called Nightfall,
Yes.
right?
So
And
yeah.
then the week after that, we're going to discuss the final novella in the series called Fire Night. So there's one more full book and a novella.
And Fire Night is essentially the equivalence of A Court of Frost and Starlight, which I
Like a
kind of,
Christmas
it's
special.
just like a very Christmas special.
I love that.
It is,
Everyone
yeah, it's
hopefully
actually
gets
very
their
good.
happy ending.
Yeah.
And I hope they're all happy together. Those little
Also,
freaks.
very, very short.
Yeah. Hopefully even shorter because.
If I have it my way.
Well, because like with Conclave, I think I did kind of skim that part about Black Church because I was just like genuinely like, make it end because Rika
You're
and Michael were like
really
traumatizing
pissing
me.
me the fuck off.
It's not my fault. You bored me with so much stuff. I couldn't pick
Now
out the important
they
stuff,
did
Penelope.
actually sneak in some important things at the end there.
Yeah, and I was like over it at that point.
No, that's so fair.
But
Yeah.
go ahead, get started on Nightfall and Fire Night if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time, and as always,
Let's get lit.